You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. A very warm welcome to the Olive Express, exclusive to Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Every Thursday night, it's a beautiful Laylatul Jum'ah. And of course, it is the best day on which the sun rises. خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلْعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ. The best day on which the sun rises is undoubtedly the day of Jum'ah. And how blessed are we that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to see another beautiful day of Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a source of barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a source of afiyah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a source of us coming closer to Him and closer to our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All right, this evening we have a very, very special program for you. And we have some madrasa students. Let me count how many we have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 students, mashallah. Okay, are we going to greet our audience? Assalamu alaikum, children. I think your parents didn't give you lunch today because your voices are gone. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
MashaAllah. All right, excellent. Alhamdulillah. All our little ones are joining us this evening. We have Humaira. Okay, let's start from the smallest. Who's the smallest? We have Alia. Aliyah, okay, she's our baby in the class. How old are you, Aliyah? 5 years old, okay. Then we have Asiya. How old are you?
7 years
old. And then we have Sophia. How old are you?
Seven.
Okay. Then we have, now we have you then. Are you older? Okay. Then we have Humaira. Then we have... Are you older? Okay, now they're debating who's the oldest. Okay, so I'm going to introduce you to a very special student of ours, Zakaria. Assalamu alaikum, Zakaria. How old are you?
Nine.
Is he nine?
Yeah.
Nah, he's cheating.
He's nine. He's really older than me.
Okay, mashallah. Then we have Liana and we have Sahal. Assalamu alaikum. Oh, they are so shy. Okay. First of all, alhamdulillah, everyone is in madrasa. Everyone is in the maktab. MashaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of ta'aleem and learning about madrasa. Okay, let's start with the girls first. Right, now you have to put your hands up when I ask you questions. It's a quick, rapid fire, quick questions, okay? Are you ready?
Sheep.
Did you read your du'as?
Sheep.
Okay, let's start with our du'a first. Rabbi zidni ilma.
Rabbi zidni ilma.
And the boys. Rabbi zidni ilma.
Rabbi zidni ilma.
Okay, are we ready now?
Yes.
Are we feeling hyped up?
Yes.
MashaAllah. All right, girls, which is your favorite subject in madrasa? Okay, Liana.
Quran.
Quran Sharif. Humaira.
Yes.
You're allowed to say the same answer, it's no problem.
Quran.
Quran. Asiya. Quran. And Sophia. Which is your favorite subject? Quran. You see, the girls, mashallah, when they give one answer, they all give the same answer. Right. Now let's see what the boys have to say. Which is your most difficult subject?
Du'as.
Okay, Zakaria says du'as. You know why it's difficult, Zakaria? Because before you eat, you're supposed to read which dua? That's correct, Sophia. Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah. But if you don't read it every day, then it goes tutus from your head. How it goes?
Tutus.
Okay. So Zakaria is our little he's our jokester of the class, and he keeps us awake and alive in the classroom. So that's what's happening to you now. So I have to get your little brother Adam to make for you tutus, tutus, because you're not reading your dua before eating. You know what happens when you don't read your dua before eating? Who knows? Sahal.
Shaitan eats with you.
Shaitan eats with you.
Bad to say.
Shaitan is eating with you every day, my boy.
But I do say it.
But you?
Do say it.
You do say it. Okay, mashallah. What did you have for lunch?
I don't know.
Okay. What did you have for breakfast?
Nothing.
Nothing. This is a problem now. I figured this out. The children of today don't... How many of you had breakfast this morning? Sophia, what did you have for breakfast?
I ate
cereal. Cereal. Which cereal? Wheat Bix. Very good, mashallah. Who else had breakfast this morning? Okay. Sahal, why didn't you have breakfast?
I was in a rush.
In a rush. Why didn't you have breakfast?
Because I'm barely breakfast.
Huh. Why didn't you have breakfast? Asiya, why didn't you have breakfast?
Same reason
like him. Sophia, you had breakfast. Liana, why don't you have breakfast?
I don't like cereal.
So, breakfast is the main meal of the day.
Not to me.
To like everyone. And trust me, if you have breakfast, you'll have a lot more energy. Then, because a lot of you don't have lunch, who had lunch today?
Cool.
Like 1 o'clock. Okay, so we've got only 3 girls that had lunch. So now you see what happens when you come to madrasa, you feel all sleepy. Then we have to read the dua before sleeping. What is the dua before sleeping? Who can tell me? Okay, Zakaria, you tell me. Very good. And what is the dua when you wake up? Because now you're all awake now. Liana. Correct, mashallah. So these are important duas. As a Muslim, we have to read them regularly. Do you know what's the meaning of regularly, small ones? What does regularly mean?
Like every day.
Whenever you're going to eat, you have to read it. Whenever you're going to sleep, you have to read the dua. When you wake up, you have to read the dua. Okay, now I'm going to ask you a little... Okay, Asiya. Asiya is our little shy student in the madrasa. Allah keep you that way. It's a good quality, mashallah. Huh? Right. And Asiya is the smaller sister of Zakaria. But Zakaria, mashallah. Zakaria, where you get your energy from?
From
you. But there's something you're doing that's giving you extra energy. Asiya, where does he get his energy from? He eats a lot of sweets. There it is. Sweets. Gives you sugar.
Energy.
Even that has sugar. So what happens is you get a boost of energy and then it just falls flat. Then you just want to sleep. Oh. So lots of sugar, is it good?
No.
No, lots of sugar is not good. All right. Aliyah, are you coming to sit with us, Poppy? She's still very shy. Okay, we'll get her sooner, inshallah. Now, I want to ask you all questions. Different surahs, different du'as, and different akhlaq questions. Akhlaq, the kitab akhlaq that we do about your character and how respect and all of those things, how important it is. Okay, Alia is joining us. How are you, Alia?
Alia.
Right. Today you people choose names that is very uncommon names. So not many people keep these names. So that's why we pronounce them sometimes wrong. Isn't it, Poppy? Are you shy? He's very shy. Mashallah. All right. Let's start with the small ones. Who is going to read for us Surah Al-Fatiha? Who's the smallest? Okay, let's start with the easy one, right? Surah Al-Ikhlas. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Who's ready? Asia. Why are you shy? Okay, Zakaria, you can read first. A'udhu. Qul huwa Allahu MashaAllah. What must we say?
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. Right. Zakaria, you with us in the madrasa for how long now? About 3 weeks? Maybe a little longer? 1 month? Yeah, probably a month. A little bit longer?
Five or six weeks.
Oh, we can't hear you.
May.
What are you saying? No, you didn't start in May.
July.
I think you came in July.
June.
Or June. August.
You came in June.
Okay, there's a difference of opinion here amongst the scholars of the madrasa, all the little apas and all the little molanas. And Aliyah is our first student, eh? How old are you, Poppy?
Five.
5 years old. And which surah you know? You know your alphabet, Susan. Alif, Ba. After Ba is?
Ta.
Ta. Then is?
Ta.
Ta. Then is?
Jim.
Ha.
Ho.
Dal.
Dal.
Oh, mashallah. What do we say?
Mashallah.
All right, we're going to give you a little sticker, a little star. Where are we going to put it? I think we'll put it on your rosy cheeks, right? Mashallah. Doesn't that look good? No, she wants it on her hand. All right, excellent. Okay, the other small ones are not here today. Alaya and Hannah and Maria and Hafsa, and there's a whole lot of exams, and also little Yusuf that just joined us. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. And Yusuf's little sister, what's her name?
Yara.
Okay, mashallah. Right, who wants the next star? Okay. What is the dua when wearing clothes?
No.
Kasani. MashaAllah. What do we say? Right. What color star do you want?
Blue.
All right. Now the boys. Right. Our young student here, Sal, you with us for how many months now? Okay, the listeners can't hear you. You have to talk loud.
Five or six months.
5 or 6 months. When Sahal came to the madrasa, he was a small little boy. He's still a small little boy. How old are you?
10, 11.
Yeah, but you're still small. Are you almost the oldest? Okay. But you're still small. I'm 40-something. Right? Let's not give secrets away on the radio. So are you small now? You're very small, right? Okay, Sahal, when you came, alhamdulillah, you were struggling with Quran Sharif. And one of the challenges that you were having was that you couldn't hold your breath throughout the ayat. Right. I want you to open any page of the Quran and read one line for us, inshallah. And thumma, inshallah, you know, I'm truly proud of this young boy because he's come so far with his Quran. All right, let's read here. A'udhu.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين
ما شاء الله What do we say?
ما شاء الله
Okay, we have to also give you a star. What kind of star do you want? Any? Well, I'm going to give you pink because you're a boy. Let's give you a golden star. Is that fine? All right, mashallah. Now, Madam Sophia, are you ready for your questions? Sophia might not be our youngest student, but she's our tiniest student, isn't it? You're so tiny, mashallah. Okay, Sophia, are you going to read for me a surah? Which is your favorite surah? Tabarak. Are you going to read it by heart? Okay, read for me two lines also, no problem.
Tabarak al-Nazi biyadil mulk wa hu ala kulli shay'in qadir al-Nazi khalaq al-mawta wal-hayata liyabluwakum ahsanu
ayyukum
ahsanu hu tak
What color heart can we give you? Okay, excellent. Alhamdulillah. Thumma alhamdulillah. The heart is almost as big as your hand. Isn't it? Alhamdulillah. All right. Who's next? Liana. Share with me two hadiths, any two hadiths.
Anger.
Okay, what's the hadith on anger?
Ishtanibul khadaba, avoid getting angry.
Mm-hmm. What does that hadith teach you?
It teaches me to not get angry.
Mm-hmm.
And to calm yourself if you're angry.
How do you calm yourself when you're angry?
By breathing or read salah.
And read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. And if you're standing, then you need to sit down. And if you're sitting down, then you need to lie down. And what happens if you're lying down?
You stand up.
Nobody gets angry when they're sleeping. I got your Lord.
You go underground.
MashaAllah, Sahal. Okay. Nobody get angry in front of Sahal because he's going to put us in the qabr otherwise, eh? In a grave. He say when you get angry when you're sleeping, then you got to put you in the grave.
She doesn't know what's a grave. She does.
She knows what's a grave.
I thought you were a grave.
Where they bury people, isn't we don't... Right? Okay. Another hadith? Anyone? Who can share a hadith with me? Come, hands up. Liana. Ijtanibul ghadab is finished.
Sibabul muslimi fasuqu wa kila kufr.
Sibabul muslimi fasuqun wa qitaluhu kufrun. What does that mean?
Swearing at a Muslim is sinful and killing a Muslim is an act of kufr.
Right. So, sometimes at home, your sisters or your brothers will do something that irritates you. Are you going to swear them?
No.
No. Because why? It's a sin, isn't it?
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like it when we sin. Mm-hmm. So we have to stay away from it. Very good. Who else wants to share a hadith? Humaira.
كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أتسى وضع يده أو ثوبه على فيه وقفز على صوته. When any of you sneeze, he should hold his mouth for shaitan open through the
Right. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi, not sneezing, yawning. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sneezed, he used to cover his hand or cloth over to lessen the sound.
كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا sneezing. Then he would cover his mouth with his hand or his cloth to lessen. So when we sneeze as Muslims, we don't go choo and we blow the whole house down. How do you sneeze, Zakaria?
In my school, I sneeze loud.
How?
Achoo!
I think when you do that there, the teacher gets a fright, eh? Huh?
I do that.
Who? Oh, the two naughty ones in the school do that, in the class. All right. But as a Muslim, we're not allowed to do loud sounds like that there. So when we sneeze, then we have to put our hands over our mouth like this here. And?
Loud.
All right. Who else wants to share hadith with us? Sahal.
La tajassasu, do not spy on others.
Do not spy. What does that teach you?
Do not overhear anything or try not to remember it.
So we mustn't eavesdrop on people. You know what's eavesdrop? So when, let's say, Sahal and I are talking and now you take your ears and you want to stretch them, hold them like this here. What are they talking about? I want to hear the story. Gee, Zakaria.
My dad says that people is bus. Is that my dad?
That people like to overhear. Yes, that's a very, very important point. Today people, they get very, very curious and they want to listen to other people's stories. Oh, we never gave you a star, Liana. A heart, okay. What color heart can we give you? Okay. Now we need to give Asiya one. Asiya, okay. Asiya, I'll ask you an easy question, right? Asiya, is it important to obey your parents? Yes, mashallah. Say mashallah.
Mashallah.
Right. We give you a pink heart. Now, why is it important to obey your parents? Gee.
Because, Jannah is under your feet, mother.
Yes. Jannah lies under the feet of your mothers. And? Hey? What does what mean? So, by obeying your mother, Allah will give you Jannah, inshallah. Gee, Sophia.
Your father has the key to Jannah.
Very good, mashallah. The key to Jannah lies with your father, and the door to Jannah lies with your mother. So you have to be obedient to your parents. You have to be kind to your parents. Now, let me ask you a question. Right. I'm scared to ask Zakaria because I don't know how he's going to answer. As you see, Zakaria is full of energy, eh? Too much of sweets. How many sweets you had today, Zakaria?
Uh, 26
sweets. Can you even count to 26?
1, 2, 8, 3, 6.
You see? Because the sugar's gone to your head now. Okay, so here's another one. If you make your father angry, Allah will be angry. Sakhatu Rabbi fi sakhatil walidi. Ridha Rabbi fi ridha al walidi. The happiness of Allah lies in the happiness of your father. And The anger of Allah lies in the anger of your fathers. So, let me ask you this question, Sahal. If your mother, if you're sitting and you're playing your video games, right? Your PlayStation or your Xbox or your PSP or your whatever games you got, right? Nintendo and Wii and all of those things. Why do they call it Nintendo Wii?
Nintendo Wii.
Right, okay, whatever it is, right? Anyway,
Nintendo Switch.
And what else? What did I miss out, Poppy? Any other game? Console?
X5
is a car. Xbox. Yes, okay. So you're busy playing your game and you engrossed. Right, what games do you play? I hope it's not fighting games.
Oh, yeah. I play sometimes fighting.
Minecraft?
Okay, I don't know what's Minecraft, but anyway. Blowing up stuff.
No. Build stuff.
Building stuff. Okay, good. Right. So you're busy playing your Minecraft. And your mummy shouts, Sahal, please bring me a glass of water. And Sahal says, ugh, mummy, can't you see I'm busy playing? Is that a sin or is that not a sin?
A sin.
Why is it a sin?
Because he's not obeying his mother.
Yes.
And the key will be too.
Right, correct. So whenever our parents call us, we have to answer the call immediately. Whether we're building the mountain, I don't know what you're building, whether you're building a skyscraper or whatever you're building on Minecraft, you have to leave it immediately. Will you do that, Zakaria? When your mommy and daddy calls you, you answer immediately. He doesn't, eh? Asya is saying he doesn't sometimes. Okay, and then when your parents call you, do you say,
You say G.
G or else you say?
Yes.
Right? How do you reply, Asya, when your mommy calls you? And she says, Asya? Yes, mommy. And how do you reply, Zakaria?
Yes, mommy.
Yes, mommy. How do you reply? Yes, so G. How do you girls reply?
Yes, so G.
Yes, so G. Okay, right.
So mom doesn't like us calling yes.
Yes.
She must say G.
Yeah.
More stuff.
So in Cape Town, right, a lot of the people don't say G because they don't understand G. So that's why they say yes. So that's not a problem. You can say yes. It's okay. It's fine. And those who speak other languages, then you can say G also. It's not a problem, right? It's more respectful, actually, to say G, but you can say yes as well. There's no problem. All right, let's move on to the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Who can tell me the names of the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam?
Can I please go?
Okay, the idea of raising your hand is waiting patiently for the teacher to pick you. Okay, go. Rukaya. One name.
Rukaya.
Rukaya, correct.
Umme
Kulthum. Right, we need two more names. Two more names. Come on. What's happening, boys? Boys.
Fatima.
Fatima. She chose the one you wanted.
Zainab.
Okay, one more.
Zainab.
We said Zainab.
No, we said Zainab.
Okay, so we said Ruqayya.
Umme
Kulthum. Fatima.
And Zainab.
And Zainab. So Zainab, Ruqayya, Umme Kulthum, Fatima.
Isn't there one more?
No, four daughters.
Oh.
Four daughters. Okay. At what age did the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get the first wahi, the first revelation? What age? When Jibreel alayhi salam came down and he revealed the Quran, the first words of the Quran. Remember, you were learning the one surah last week, and I told you this is the surah that was revealed first. Asya.
What surah?
Not four, no.
40.
40, correct. What was the first words that were revealed? All right, little children. What was the first words that were revealed in the Quran Sharif?
Can I?
1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, all of you say it together.
Iqra!
Iqra. What does Iqra mean?
Read.
Read. And that's why it's so important. Do you remember now, puppy? Because we had learned the surah, and I told you this was the first surah that was revealed in the Quran Sharif. What was it?
G.
Zakaria, what was it?
G.
Not G, what was it? What was it? Iqra. Say?
Iqra.
Iqra. What does Iqra mean?
Read.
What must you do? Read. That is so important, right? Okay. At what age did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pass away?
66.
Hands up.
68.
Close.
66.
Close.
64.
Close.
65.
Close.
62.
Close. No, just yapping the answers.
80.
No.
69.
No.
63.
MashaAllah. That's correct. At the age of 63. Alhamdulillah. How many years did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spend in Makkah Mukarrama?
Yes.
The city where the Kaaba is. How many years? From the time he was born till he left Makkah Mukarrama. How many years?
70?
No.
Shorter.
Asia? No.
Shorter.
53. Who gave you that answer?
What?
Speak the truth.
Papa.
Right. What's the hadith on speaking the truth?
Alaykum
bisid. What does that mean?
Always be truthful.
That's correct. Now, Zakaria, alaykum bisidq. Who gave you the answer? Okay, he's pointing to somebody also in the corner.
Sal.
Also, Sal gave you the answer.
No, Sal.
Okay. All right. Okay, finally, right? We're going to ask you now, whoever wants to send a Jummah Mubarak message to their family that's listening maybe in Joburg or in Durban. Do you have family in Joburg?
Yes.
Do you have family in Durban?
Yes.
No.
No.
My cousin's granny.
Well, cousin's granny is in Durban. And where else do you have family?
I have family in Dubai.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is an international radio station. People can listen to us everywhere in the world.
India.
In India. Very good. Sahal, where's your family?
London.
And nothing in South Africa?
Durban, Joburg, Dubai, Turkey.
Turkey? Turkey?
Also Turkey.
Your family in Turkey?
Mashallah.
Okay.
I'm not in Joburg.
Humaira, where's your family?
Joburg. Azadville, Zimbabwe.
Sophia, where's your family? All your cousins. All in Joburg. Do you miss your cousins?
Yes, and my mom's cousins is in Dubai.
Okay. All right. So let's start with the boys because they fewer in number. Who do you want to send a Jummah Mubarak message out to? Okay, Sahal, let's start with you. To your family, your friends, your cousins, your nani ma, your daddy ma, your choti ma, your choti khala. Okay, you want to go first?
Can I go first?
Okay, go.
I say Jummah Mubarak to my cousins, my nani, my nana in Joburg, and Jummah Mubarak to my cousins in Zimbabwe.
Okay, mashallah. Liana, your turn.
Jummah Mubarak to my cousin in Joburg, my nani, my daddy, and in Dubai,
Ah, okay. Sophia? MashaAllah. She's saying it well. She's so shy. Jumma Mubarak to?
To my cousins.
Mm-hmm. And who else?
My mommy's cousin in Dubai.
And what about your daddy?
My daddy and nanny in Joburg.
Your nanny's in Joburg?
No.
She's here in Cape Town, huh? But your daddy's in Joburg.
Yes.
Gee.
I also forgot to tell Mubarak to my auntie in Peter Mannensburg, and I said
Peter Mannensburg.
And I said Mubarak to my uncle, my dad's friend in America,
okay.
London.
Right, Zakaria, your turn. Who you want to say Jumma Mubarak to?
Jumma Mubarak to my cousins in Joburg, and Jumma Mubarak to my daddy's sister, my daddy's mom's sister in India.
MashaAllah. Is she your daddy's mom's sister? She must be very old.
She's sick.
Allah give her shifa, inshallah. Say ameen.
Ameen.
Okay, Sahal.
I would like to say Jumma Mubarak to everyone listening on this radio.
MashaAllah. Asiya. You don't want to, Asiya, don't want to say Jumma Mubarak. And what about Aliyah? You want to say Jumma Mubarak to anyone? Nah, she's too shy. All right, children, Jazakallahu khairan for joining us on the program. We hope you had some fun. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Who had the most fun?
Me. Oh, and Jumma Mubarak to my
and Jumma Mubarak to my baba in that.
Anyone else forgot something?
Jumma Mubarak to my
to the whole ummah. Anyone else forgot anything?
Oh, one more.
Zakaria wants to do jokes, but I'm very scared for Zakaria's jokes. But next week, inshallah, Zakaria, we have to just check your jokes before you come on.
And
no, Zakaria, mashallah. Okay, what joke you want to tell us, Zakaria? Okay, all right. He's playing with his fellow colleague here, mashallah. All right, but listen, on a serious note, children, it's important for us to be in madrasa every day, okay? Zakaria, every day. Asiya, every day. We're not going to miss, right? And we're going to learn properly, and we're going to become good Muslims. What are we going to become? I can't hear you.
Good Muslims!
All right. Jazakallahu khairan for joining us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide our children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them with afiyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look after them. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.